Lumpur, in our group, Lowry and others echoed that in the last moments of death, the very last few moments, that we would have the fruits of our cultivation to bring to that moment. And I've had many things where I was right at death, and that was okay. But I realized I am concerned about the clarity of mind if I have prolonged pain, because I work with that all the time in meditation, and whenever I don't have it, I notice how much better the meditation is. Yeah, it's like, wow. And so I think about this with the clinging to aging, right? Like, am I... And I go forward to the future. Is this my life? Now I won't be able to hike ever again. Okay. And then I stop myself, and this is silly, right? So in death, and maybe this is for Ajahn Kunadamo, because he's got so much experience, but how does one do that if one is in constant pain? I would think morphine would just dull the mind completely. How does one go day by day? Is it just try to find an hour of good bhavana, or... Have you experienced how you help people with constant, serious pain to try to have some peaceful mind meditation chanting?
Before Ajahn Kurundamo gives his response, I would advocate I wouldn't go too purist on sort of being a Buddhist response of sort of. There's also, you know, better living through chemistry as well.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you know, so.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you answered it the same way I would.
There's no virtue in suffering through pain if you have an option to be free of it. And also just to give up the expectation that your mind is going to be clear and that that's the best thing. You know, you might not have that option, whether you take pain medicine or not.
That was my thought.
Yeah. So it's nice to have a clear mind, and we try and cultivate that as much as we can in our practice for the sake of developing insight and things like that. But there are times when, you know, you're in pain or the mind itself is starting to deteriorate, dementia, whatever it is, delirium, pain medicine, whatever, the mind isn't going to be clear. And so... the suffering comes when you expect it to be otherwise. So, yeah, do what you can within reason to relieve the physical pain, because having physical pain does, there's no need to be a hero, a Buddhist hero.
It agitates the mind sometimes. Yeah, it's the agitation. It's just too much.
So sometimes it's worth to have pain relief in exchange for a little bit of, lack of clarity.
Also, the sense of... Because sometimes we try to, we define things on a moment-to-moment basis and forget that there is a cumulative effect of all of the efforts that we do make, so that we grasp both on when we have a really clear statement, so, okay, really, I've got it together now. Or when we don't, then we say, oh my God, I'm falling apart. This is hopeless. What if I die right now? And there is in Buddhist tradition, there is a lot of emphasis placed on the last mind moment. But it's much more of a commentarial tradition than say a sutta tradition from the time of the Buddha. And there's a very beautiful sutta that the Buddha gives to his cousin, Mahanama, who is a stream enterer. And he goes to the Buddha and he's been in town, and he says, you know, and so you want speculates on the say his experience, but it's, or he goes, well, you know, when you're amidst the impact of the world, things can happen so quickly, and you know, there's all sorts of confusion. You can in the town, and there's noise and events taking place, and all of a sudden you could get, you know, run over by a chariot or trampled by a horse, where would you end up if you died like that? And the Buddha is sort of, oh, don't worry. It's basically it's your the cumulative effect of your commitment to the Dhamma and practice of living the life of Dhamma is what kicks in. And he said it's, and the Buddha gives an image, a simile of the, of a clay pot filled with oil with
Alex the, told us that story at group. Couldn't remember the sutra number. Alex told us that.
Can't remember it. Yeah. I think it's in the Sanyutta 55, on stream entry. Sanyutta 55, I can't remember the number 6 or 7, something like that. Anyway, I could look it up real quick. But anyway, it's an important sutta in that, it's dropped into a lake, it hits a rock, the pot breaks, the shards fall to the bottom, the oil rises to the top. In the same way, the Buddha is saying, yeah, your body is going to fall apart, but your mind, and the idiom that the Buddha uses, your mind will go to distinction. Your mind's going to, the mind will go to a good place. And so it's that cumulative effect of living a skillful life, so that continuity of reflection, of death contemplation, of mindfulness, of generosity, of sila, of the whole cultivation of the whole path is what kicks in.